Paul Kubery's been so good for so long, and he kind of waxed poetic about you the other day, so we'll give you a chance to equal time here.
You know, I don't see him that often, you know, as far as on the field, but he's just, I really can't pinpoint what it is, because it's like he turned into a different player when he left San Diego. I don't know if it's the system or what, but I tell you, the guy has the ability to make every throw and make every DB in this league look stupid. So, I mean, I don't know how he does it. I mean, he's been special since he got to New Orleans.
Do you remember that game when he got hurt in 2009?
Yeah, I do.
I do. I'm sure you saw the way he was holding his arm. Did you ever think that he'd be able to play like he's playing?
No, not at this level, you know. And, you know, he's fortunate enough to, you know, have the rehab and to bounce back like he did. I mean, you could tell how determined he was because, you know, for him to sell himself to a coach to spend the money and, you know, the time to bring him in as a free agent, I mean, it says a lot about what he thought about him. And, you know, I got to give him a lot of credit. The guys, he's played great up until this point.
You've played a lot of good quarterbacks this year, Roethlisberger, Brady. Where does he stack up?
I mean, he's right there. I mean, if you want to talk about who's the best in the league, I mean, you could argue that he's the best. You know, nobody's really done what he's done. 49 straight games. I mean, 60-something, 300-yard games or something like that. I mean, he's only played, what, 10 years, 12 years? I don't know. You know, those are some great stats. And, you know, you see how long it took all those other guys to get there.
Is it all him, or is it also the number of targets that he has that he can spread the ball around so well and how effective they are?
I'm sure that helps, you know, but at the same time, he makes some tight throws. I mean, these guys aren't – I mean, you look at their roster, I mean, it's not like he has Andre Johnson on his team. I mean, he has great, good receivers, but, I mean, he's the man that's running that team, and we know it going in. And, you know, with his 20 touchdown passes this year, that's a lot to account for in six games.
But isn't it easier to face a team that's so one-dimensional, that just doesn't offer anything on the other side of the ball in terms of running?
Not necessarily, because they have a history of running. You know, you can't just ignore what they could do in a run game. They can run the ball. I mean, I think it's just situations that they've had to pass the ball, or they haven't been able to run effectively, so why not give it to your quarterback? He's the best on your team, so let him do the job.
How concerned are you about Tracy? And as, I mean, probably as a teammate and then also as...
Well, very, because this is a question mark. You know, you don't really know what's going on. And, you know, I feel kind of like, you know, I try to help all the young players here, but, you know, in this situation, there's not much I could do. But, you know, I'm you know, we all praying for him, and hopefully he'll be back sooner than later.
Did you guys discover something in the second half at San Diego? You can, you know, pick up where you left off, hopefully from your point of view on Sunday.
We sure hope so. You know, we hope to pick up where we left off. But, you know, you can't really worry about that game. You got to kind of, you know, just get better every week. We can't get caught up in what we did and think that's the way we got to win every week. We got to make sure that we start fast. I mean, some teams aren't going to – you're not going to be able to come back like that. And – you know, we can't keep putting ourselves in that situation.